getting a little bit better. I'm climbing to the top. Never gonna stop finding good old shoes.
Okay, so let's do a little round of applause for the girl that we all love.
So I kind of have to pivot a little bit. How's everyone doing?
Great.
Welcome to Oh Shoot Pop Up. Not Oh Shoot Podcast, Oh Shoot Pop Up. So how many people here are photographers? If you are, raise your hands. Okay. Raise your hand if you're not a photographer. Okay, so not as many. I didn't know that, funny. Oh yeah, cool. Well, I'm so glad you guys are here. I'm actually gonna ask my front row a few questions. You guys okay with that? And we're gonna start here. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So I'm just gonna ask you guys your name and then where you're from, because we've got some good areas in the front row.
So funny.
I'm Tina and I'm from Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay, I did not say that right. And how far was the drive?
It was almost 6 hours, like 5 hours.
6 hours. This committed right here. Yes. Okay.
I'm Amanda Joy and I'm from Rochester, Minnesota.
Okay. Minnesota. And have you listened to a podcast episode before?
We listened to the podcast in the car. So Fresh is a big fan.
Okay. So your moral support.
Yes.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah, so cool.
My name is Precious and I'm also from Minnesota.
How far was the drive?
Yeah, 8 hours.
8 hours. This right here, these are my people, okay? Right here. Okay, we're gonna come over here.
Maybe.
Uh-oh. There we go. Okay.
My name's Emma and we came from Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, how's the drive, how far?
It was like about 6 hours.
Okay, 6 hours. That's crazy, if you came 10 minutes, you guys are blessed, okay?
My name is Kiera, and I also came from Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, cool. I've never been to Wisconsin, but I didn't know it was 6 hours away.
We don't have termites.
They don't have termites. Okay. I am moving there ASAP.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline, and I'm from Detroit,
which if you don't know is like 2.5 hours. Yeah, cool, awesome. Thank you guys so much for being here. Thank you to my loyal front row. Love you guys. You're my faces that I'm the way that it's set up, really, is you guys are my faces. Okay, so we've got a fun night tonight. Okay, we've got confessions, which you guys confessed some stuff for sure. And then we've got a little bit of Q&A, and then I've got an announcement at the end, yes. And it's a top secret announcement, okay? So I don't want any of you guys going and spilling my secret, okay? I can trust all of you, okay? So I say we get into the confessions, yeah? Let's do it, okay. I didn't connect to the Wi-Fi, so it's yelling at me real quick. Okay, confession number one. And by the way, I did write one of these confessions. Okay, so maybe I'm not gonna tell you guys which one though. Okay, confession number one. I never refund anyone after they've paid, literally never. The only way you can get me to refund is if you threaten to take me to court. And then at the end it says hee hee, but I don't know. That's like a hee-hee situation. I don't know. I kind of relate to this in a sense, because you have to stick your ground, but at the same time, I don't know.
Was that you, Cassidy?
It wasn't, no. I'm like, oh, wow, I relate. I don't know when the last time I refunded someone was. You know, even if someone's unhappy, I don't know if I would like, I don't know, maybe half. I don't know. I haven't really thought about that. So, okay, that's a good confession, I guess. Yeah, hee hee. Shooting a wedding and the minister announces you may kiss the bride and my camera completely malfunctioned. Luckily, I ran to my bag for my backup body and neither the bride nor the groom were none the wiser to my freak out. Okay, I don't speak English like that. Hold on. No, I don't. When's the last time I used nor in a sentence? Nor the, okay, I'm just gonna keep going. To this day, I never confessed it to them as their family members. Oh, the bride and the groom are family members. Glad I was prepared with my second body. Okay, so this person, I shouldn't ask you guys who submitted these, right? That's not the vibe. Okay, just making sure, because I've got questions for this person. What?
Tell us any more details.
True, yeah. So the bride and the groom didn't even notice that your camera malfunctioned. You went and grabbed another one. I think that's the best part of having a second camera. You just can grab it really quickly. I think sometimes I get lazy and I don't like prep my second camera with like an SD card and batteries, but I should, because if that happens, you know, I don't know. And how do you like play that off coolly? Like you don't act like you're sweating through your clothes? I don't know, that's crazy. Okay, this one's short. One time I assumed the mother of the bride was the grandmother and called her so. Yeah. Mom, how would you feel if someone did that to you?
No.
If you guys didn't know, this is my mom right here. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to introduce people. Oh, I forgot.
I feel like I should get royalties for your name.
She literally named my brand. It's giving Kris Jenner a little bit, isn't it? Like, she wants 10%. My sister Danielle is over there in the purple. Yeah, she helped me plan this whole thing. Basically, she planned all of it. I just kind of showed up and helped a little bit. And then my other sister, Lexi, is over there in the back. A lot of people thought that I kept changing clothes, but I didn't. She's just my sister. And then Charlie, my husband, he's right over there. Honestly, Charlie might have some fans in the house too, because he's on the podcast. Yeah, mustache man. Okay, so let's get back to the confessions. I think that was everyone I had to introduce. Okay, this one's pretty long. Someone must have gone to the bathroom and like sat and wrote this out. It was you. Oh, that's funny. Okay, well there's a few long ones, so maybe it's not you. Last year, I was shooting one of my biggest and longest weddings, so naturally, I arrived at the location an hour early, maybe an hour and a half to scope everything out. That's a little early. Okay, I feel like an hour and a half is really early. I entered the church, looked around, and about after 30 minutes of getting the feel for the place, I decided to get my gear ready. I pulled my cameras out and started prepping them when I noticed how they felt a little bit lighter. Isn't that funny how you just know? You pick it up and you're like, something is not right. Even if like an SD card's not in there, I'm like, this feels weird. Oh my gosh. I pop open my battery compartments, and to my horror, there are no batteries. So I quickly look in all the spots I would store them in my bag, and I had nothing. I'm freaking out at this point, and I'm thinking I left them on my desk at home. I live an hour and a half away, so the wedding started in an hour. Oh my gosh. I hop in my car and call my roommate to check out my desk as I'm speeding from the middle of nowhere, hoping that he finds them and can meet me halfway. As I'm going, he tells me he can't find anything, and that's when it clicks. I put them in a pocket I don't ever use. But still, I'm unsure. So I do a U-turn in the middle of the road. I know, illegal, oops. Like you're admitting your traffic violation to me now too. But I get back to the church, check the pocket, and there they are, both batteries, tucked away nice and safely. I love that how this story is going so far. The longest 20 minutes of my life, I was sure that it was the end of my photography career and no one would ever book me again. Luckily, that wasn't the case. All the guests and wedding party showed up. I shot the rest of the day without a problem. And my creativity was flowing with no one having any idea. I was freaking out just an hour prior to starting. I don't think you realize how many times I record the podcast and I literally do something like that and I can't like actually say words. It's crazy. That is crazy that it worked out. Normally these things don't work out like that. So that's great. That was honestly, that's probably one of my favorite confessions if I had to rank them. That one right there. It wasn't yours, Precious? No. Okay. All right. I used to be friends with a photographer who ended up being really toxic, and she badmouthed me to everyone, saying I wasn't going to go anywhere or get any weddings, but here I am with 30 plus weddings. For real. Round of applause. Okay, that's amazing. 30 plus weddings is crazy. That's like, how many weekends? Wait, okay. Thank you. 56. Right. So that's like over half your year.
Yeah.
I feel like that's just how it works, you know? Like someone badmouths you and you just go book them out, prove them wrong, and keep your lips sealed, except for confessions. Open your lips for confessions. Yeah, it's good content. Okay, this next one is long, Precious. I was shooting a family session at a massive property in the hills of the Indiana countryside. And when I say massive, I mean acres and acres. I always get a little anxiety before I shoot. Okay, raise your hand if you get anxiety before you shoot. Okay, perfect. Literally same. Okay, where was I? So I like to get to my location early and walk around to ease my mind. I also decided that instead of carrying my backpack with all my stuff in it, that I was going to leave that in the car and just carry my camera so I could move around, try to get more candid documentary style shots without lugging my big heavy backpack around. But what am I going to do with my car key? Oh, I don't like that question. I had this brilliant idea to tie it into my shoelaces. Oh my gosh. Nothing could go wrong here, except when it came for my session and I went back to my car to get my stuff, I looked down at my shoe and it had come untied while I was, quote, easing my mind, walking all over the property. My key was gone, and so all that ease I just gathered. Wait, and so was all that ease I just gathered. I've never been so panicked. The family started walking all around the grounds looking for it. Other random people started helping too. A family that was there meeting another photographer ended up finding it for me. It was so humiliating, and I will never, ever do that again. Okay. Has anyone ever heard of the double knot before? Because I think it could have been solved with the double knot, in my opinion. Like, just a good double knot would have done it. Or triple knot, if it were me. That's crazy. Was that you? I have to ask. Oh! It's kind of a good idea if you think about it.
I do it when I run.
Yeah. That it's smart. Like, I kind of like the idea, like, we could patent this right now, but if I, like, a little, like, pocket for you put around your ankle and you just put your key in it, I feel like that could be, I don't know. You might see it released next year. We'll see. Okay, this next one is long. Every time I see a long one, I think it's yours. Okay. Well, it starts where I know it shouldn't, at my college alumni tailgate for homecoming. I had about 3 drinks between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. I left for a wedding I was shooting at 2 p.m. Okay, you tailgated before the wedding that you had to shoot? That's crazy. But hey, you do what you gotta do. Only a 6-hour wedding. Okay, that makes sense. Only a 6-hour wedding and 40 guests, so it's no big deal. I should have just kept reading, I'm sorry. I literally just started roasting you. I eat a protein bar and a drink and a bunch of water before getting there. Well, I start to get a headache, and over the course of time, I pop 4 ibuprofen. Around 7 p.m., the bride and groom are about to do an entrance into the hall into their first dance. I got this overwhelming migraine and the urge to throw up. I tell my couple that I'm going to run to my car for a quick 15-minute break as they wanted to be alone for a while before the entrance. Perfect. I'll lie down in the dark, take more ibuprofen, and drink water. Cue 5 minutes later, and I'm throwing up outside my car door. The mother of the groom comes up to my car to tell me the couple is ready early.
Oh my gosh.
Do we not have, like, take a hint, mother of the bride. She catches me in the act, and we both agree to not tell the couple. Okay, she's a real one. I force myself to make my way back inside and take photos of the first dance. They dismissed me early, as the only thing left was dinner, and they were happy with my work. Turns out I was allergic to the protein bar and I had and some of the alcohol I had. Couple still doesn't know and left a 5-star review. Honestly, that is incredible. I have a lot to say about that. But I think I might have shared this on the podcast, but I'll share it for the people that haven't heard the story. But when we were in, Charlie, where was it? Zurich?
I don't know the story that you're trying to
say. The Limoncello? Zurich.
No, that...
It was Zurich. Anyway, I don't know why I asked him. So I had like this couple session set up in Zurich, and I had Limoncello before at dinner, but they served me like a lot. But I didn't know. Like, I didn't know that Limoncello was strong. Anyway, I shot this set. I know this person was puking, but I shot a session where I was literally, like, kind of falling over. And I was like, oh, yeah, the photos look great. Thank you. Like, I'm so glad that, like, crooked photos are kind of in because, like, definitely aided in my favor, but that was crazy. And honestly, the photos turned out okay, but, like, it just was one of those things where I was like, I'm never drinking before a session again. That's just crazy. Okay, this one's short. Before I got into photography, I won a photo contest against professionals in the industry for years. This got me to seriously pursue photography as a career. Oh, that's a slay.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Won a contest against professionals. I wonder how those contests work. Like, what kind of photos are we submitting here? I don't know. Is it just one and done? I don't know if I could pick just one photo to submit. That would be so hard. Oh my gosh. Okay. I took a fun girls' trip to Puerto Rico. This is yours. Okay, just cover your face. The morning of the flight home, we all slept through our alarms and missed our first flight home. Wow. We managed to book another flight home and made it on the second leg home. I overpacked my one carry-on bag and chose to carry my laptop and mirrorless camera. With no backpack?
Carry them.
In your hands. Wow. Okay. We landed and we were stuck on the plane for 45 minutes and I had to go to the bathroom, so I got up and went to the lavatory. Big words. Lavatory. When I got back, we were finally getting ready to exit the plane. I grabbed my bag and my laptop that was sitting on the seat. Made it off the plane and found my ride home. Oh my gosh. Jumped to the next morning, I wake up in a panic, and the first thought on my mind, photos. And then it hit, where is my camera? I left my camera on the plane under the seat, and when I got up to go to the bathroom, I didn't grab it when we left the plane. It was a rough morning, but I accepted the loss and was grieving all the photos from our trip. I filled out the lost and found form on my airline's website, not expecting anything to come of it. I waited 3 days, nothing, 5 days, nothing. On the 8th day, I got an email from the airline saying they had an item that closely matched the description of my item, and all I had to do was pay shipping to have it returned. There was no way for certain to know that it was my dearly beloved camera, but I had faith. I paid the shipping, waited on the package. Praise God, my camera found its way home. Shout out to JetBlue. Wow. Okay, so I've heard of people taking their SD cards out of their camera when they travel and like putting them somewhere else. Just because it's like, I don't know, like going through security and whatever, like leaving in the camera is just like so scary. That's crazy.
I thought my career was over.
Yeah, for real. That is so wild. Wow. So always check your seat back pocket when you go to the lavatory. That's what we've learned. And lavatory is a word that I will now be using from now on. Okay, I think this is our last confession and then we've got some questions. One time I was running late to a senior session and I got to the location and I had to parallel park. This is so relatable. To preface, I'm not good at parallel parking and my car did not have any cameras to help. But I end up hitting... Danielle's laughing. Danielle sucks at parallel parking. She's the worst parallel parker I know. But I end up hitting the truck behind me as I'm parking, and I'm like, OMG, no, and I'm already running late. And then I look to my left, and I see my senior and her family all watch this happen. So I awkwardly get out of the car and ask, and as they're watching me, thank God there was no judgment from the truck. There was no judgment from the truck. There was no damage to the truck. Can you imagine the truck is like judging you, like eyes up and down, like dang. There was no damage to the truck, so I decide to just leave and start the session. I walk up to my senior and her family, and her dad looks at me and goes, Did you just hit my truck? Genuinely so in shock, I go into panic mode and try to explain that there was no damage and I wasn't just pulling a hit and run. Literally the most embarrassing thing that has happened to me. That is crazy. So my question, and you know, obviously whoever confessed this, you don't have to answer. This is just kind of rhetorical. But you were just gonna like move on with the fact that you hit the truck, right? That's what we're all assuming. Honestly, there was one time that I accidentally rear-end someone in traffic, and it was like this sweet old lady. I felt so bad. And she like got out of the car. Literally, I didn't even get out of the car. She looks at my car, looks at her car, gives me a thumbs up, and then just drove away. And I was like 16. I was like, all right, I guess we're chill like that. I didn't know, but okay. Okay, so we've got three questions from you guys. I keep looking for my mom for comfort. Aww. And you keep laughing at my jokes, so. Okay, first question, I think this transitions well from the last confession. What is the most awkward thing that has happened to you while taking someone's photos? I know, for real. Mine is not as good as the parallel parking. My story actually has nothing to do with me, but it has something to do with Charlie. And I can kind of out him. Because I don't really, let's be real, I don't do embarrassing things, okay, guys? It just doesn't. It doesn't happen. But Charlie always does something embarrassing. So we were shooting this bride who, like, had lost a finger when she was younger. Yeah, I think I told the story on the podcast, and I was so embarrassed for him. So, like, she had lost a finger at some point, and, like, I had noticed it, but I didn't say anything because it's like, okay, oh, well. Like, it doesn't really matter. And while we were shooting, I said, like, oh, I like your nails or something like that. And Charlie was like, oh, yeah, I don't even know, like, how it came into conversation. But she was like, oh, yeah, I got them done yesterday, and kind of, like, gave this story about the nail salon. And then Charlie was like, oh, yeah, whenever you go to the nail salon, they're practically, like, cutting your fingers off. Like, Charlie literally said that to her. And I could tell that she was just a little, like, oh, like, you know, okay. But I literally was so embarrassed. And I should have told him before. I should have been like, hey, just don't make any finger jokes, I guess. I don't know. I guess I should have just prefaced it, but either way, that was probably the most embarrassing thing. Like, in that moment, I just wanted to, like, curl up and die. It was so embarrassing. Okay, the next two questions are a little bit more serious, so wipe those smiles off your faces. What keeps you motivated and consistent when you're burnt out? That's a really hard question, because I don't think I've ever truly been, like, burnt out where I, like, cannot continue on, but I think I've been pretty close. I think a couple years ago, I just had way too much on my plate, like, with education and photography at the same time. I think I had, like, 20 plus weddings, and that was just, like, a lot. So a big thing that helps me, honestly, is delegating. So Charlie does a lot of stuff to help me, and, like, outsourcing has been a big thing for feeling burnout. But another thing is, like, taking rest days, which I always feel guilty when I don't work. Like, today I had the party tonight, and I didn't do a ton of work this morning. I literally felt guilty. But I think, like, taking rest days when you start to feel a little bit of that burnout, even if that means, like, you push a deadline, you're, like, a little bit closer on a deadline than you need to be, I don't know. I think that really helps, just, like, taking a moment. The last question is kind of a fun question, but if I weren't a photographer, what profession would I be? I know, and I don't know if a lot of people know this, but I actually did, like, yeah, my mom's braiding. I used to do hair in high school, so that was, like, my thing. I swear, I was gonna become, like, a hairstylist. Like, I was gonna go to cosmetology school, all that. But then I did, like, a one-year Bible program, and literally, like, it was, like, a college program, but I started photography then, and I just literally never looked back. So I still like hair. We have a hairstylist in the front row here with us tonight. I still really like doing hair, but I think it's funny how, like, as creatives, we all have, like, these different little creative outlets. And, like, we all have different things that we like. And photography just kind of stuck with me. And I'm sure a lot of you guys feel like that, too. It just stuck. But there's other ways I like to be creative, too. And I think if I wasn't a photographer, I would literally be doing anything else creative. Like, I would be doing sidewalk chalk. I don't know. Like, I would literally be doing anything just to, like, get my creative juices flowing. And I'm sure you guys can all relate to that. Okay. So I have my announcement. To pull out, and no, it's not a sonogram, so, like, don't even, like, I feel like that's where everyone's brain goes. Okay, so I can't, like, do both at once, so I'm just gonna hold it up. Are you guys okay with that? And then I'll explain. Okay. Oh my gosh, why am I, like, kind of, like, shaking? I'm so nervous. Okay. So if you can't see, it says necessity. Okay, it says necessity, which is my clothing line for creatives. Yes. And we do have a couple people in the room wearing necessity tonight, myself being one of them, but I have two others over there in the back. If you want to stand, my models. Oh yes, come. You should come up to the front. Give us a little runway show. Yes. Lexi's loving this a little too much. So yes, I basically wanted to create a clothing line for specifically photographers, but it could be all creatives, just stuff that you would wear to, like, shoot a wedding or go to a photo shoot that is just, like, cute, professional, I don't know, just, like, fun stuff like that. And fashion is kind of, like, something that I love, so it's just one of my creative outlets. But yeah, that's my exciting announcement. Don't go spilling it everywhere, but yeah. Okay, that's the end of the live podcast recording. Thank you guys so, so much for being here, seriously. Like, I think I got to talk to almost all of you, and you guys are all amazing. It's been so fun. Thank you, like, for all your support. Like, you guys all paid to be here. You came 6 hours, like, that's crazy. So thank you guys. We are, actually, I think Danielle has some announcements to make. I don't want to steal her thunder. Yeah, she doesn't remember, but you do.
No, I do.
Yeah.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Okay. Yay.